This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available at your ag equipment dealer. Check our attractive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you. Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn 503 and 3/4, up 3/4. July corn 509 and 3/4, up 1/2. September corn 506 and 1/4, down 1/2. May soybeans 1501 and 1/4, up 25. July soybeans 1487 and 1/2, up 24. August soybeans 1409 and 1/2, up 17 and 1/4. May wheat 701 and 3/4, up 23. July wheat 709 and 3/4, up 23. September wheat 718 and 3/4, up 22 and 1/2. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were steady to higher on Tuesday afternoon. Soybeans advanced on higher than expected crush report, the highest total for March on record. Wheat was forced upward on the possibility of freeze damage on the winter wheat crop, and the forecast is dry. Corn was kept at existing values with the tensions in Ukraine. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 4 cents higher at 474 to 498. Soybean bids were 11 to 32 cents higher at 1448 to 1502. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent higher at 470 to 499. Soybean bids were 26 to 27 cents higher at 1495 to 1509. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 cent higher at 482 to 1512. Soybean bids were 29 cents higher at 1487 to 1517. Wheat bids were 18 to 23 cents higher at 668 to 714. Now, the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash soybean bids were 25 to 30 cents higher at 1515 to 1541, with the basis steady at 5 higher at 14 to 40 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 502.40 to 527.40 per ton, and that was $8.30 higher. With the basis steady at 15 to 40 over the May, Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 1 to 3 cents higher, 502 to 510, with the basis steady to 2 higher at 2 under to 6 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids steady to 4 cents higher at 503 to 510, with the basis mixed at 1 under to 6 over the May. Soybeans were 25 to 27 cents higher at 14.96 to 15.11, with the basis steady to two higher at 5 under to 10 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 23 cents higher at 6.85 to 6.88. The basis steady at 22 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents higher at 5.29 to 5.31. These elevators raised their soybean prices 22 to 26 cents with quotations of 15.21 to 15.33. Soft wheat closed 23 to 25 cents higher at 7.27 to 7.32, and Milo ended the day 1 cent higher at 5.22 to 5.24. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 4.63 to 4.78. Soybeans were 11.75 to 12.12. And in the central part of the state, corn ranged from 4.63 to 4.81, and soybeans 11.93 to 12.14. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 4.56 to 4.84, and soybeans were 11.96 to 12.26. Soft wheat closed out the day ranging from 6.52 to 6.97. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 145.27, down 7 cents. June live cattle, 135.42, down 47 cents. August live cattle, 133.40, down 52 cents. April feeder cattle, 179.22, down 77 cents. May feeder cattle, 179.77, down 65 cents. August feeder cattle, 182.57, down 20 cents. May lean hogs, 121.50, down 17 cents. June lean hogs, 122.52, down 12 cents. July lean hogs, 119.97, up 47 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday, the 15th afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were $1 to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 82 to 92, 4 to 5 weights 87 to 94, 5 to 6 weights 91 to 96, and 6 weights and up were 94 to 97. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $81 to $86. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,158 head, and from the National Direct Cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 149 and on a dress basis at 242. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 347 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 121.73, and that was 268 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 222.86, that was 34 cents higher, with select carcasses at 213.14, that was $1.09 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000. That compared to 118,000 for last week and 121,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was 415,000. That compared to 416,000 last week and 422,000 a year ago. Now for the opening report from the Shelbyville Livestock Auction. They had estimated receipts of 355 head. Steers and heifers were $2 to $3 higher. Holstein steers were 50 cents higher. Slaughter steers, choice twos and threes, ranged in price from $148 to $153.25, and select and choice were $142 to $145.28. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, $134 to $142, and choice slaughter heifers were $147 to $155, with select and choice heifers $139 to $140. Now on to the report from the Arthur Sale Barn Weekly Hay Report. They had receipts of 474 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, 725 to 825 a bale, large squares 82 to 100. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, $5 a bale, large squares 52 to 70. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality small squares were $8 a bale. Orchard grass, premium quality small squares, $6.50. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $2.25 to $3.75. Large rounds were $27 to $31, and large squares, $32 to $45. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.06. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.05. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.97. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.96. April and May beans delivered to Greenfield, $15.01. April and May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.90. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.96. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $5.06, corn at Scottville is $4.97, beans at Greenfield are $15.01, beans at Scottville are $14.90, and wheat at Scottville is $6.96. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit, Illinois. At 6:23, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plant Solutions.
Sunny skies across mid-Illinois for your Wednesday. Windy and warmer. High temperatures today in the upper 50s. We will have south winds gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 40s, and for tomorrow, Thursday, becoming cloudy, highs in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower Sunday, low temperatures in the upper 40s, high temperatures in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have south winds at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Partly cloudy skies, 33 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Ernst Heating and Cooling is a third-generation, family-owned company serving the Metro East. Ernst is an authorized GeoComfort geothermal dealer. Increasing prices of propane are just one of the many reasons to consider an efficient GeoComfort geothermal system for your home or business. Contact Ernst at 618-633-2244 or go to ErnstHeating.com to find out more about their quality systems, manufacturer rebates, utility incentives, and customer service. Ernst Heating and Cooling, 618-633-2244 or ErnstHeating.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Hi, this is Alan Kasten, Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Representative for District 14. Have you ever noticed the bright orange reflective triangle on the back of all farm equipment? It's called a slow-moving vehicle emblem, or SMV emblem, and it is there for safety. If you're concerned about rural safety, join and support Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means safety.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report last week. University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good says there is an opportunity for the consumption projections to change again in the last 4.5 months of the marketing year. Good says the most uncertainty about corn consumption is from the feed and residual category. This uncertainty is due to a variety of factors, including the lack of ongoing measurement of corn used in that category, how feed is used is influenced by the rate of feeding other ingredients, and the fact there's no strong correlation between the number of grain-consuming animal units estimated by USDA and the magnitude of feed and residual use. Based on current and expected consumption rates, Good says it appears corn consumption during the current marketing year could exceed the most recent USDA projection. With the release of the second batch of crop reports, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, about what we're seeing out there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We did see continued deterioration in the winter wheat crop over the past week, largely due to the drought conditions into the plains. The Midwest soft-dried winter wheat crop remains near average condition for this time of year, maybe a little bit delayed maturity. As we go into the plains hard-red winter wheat crop, that definitely delayed in maturity and showing the stress of this year's drought as well as winter kill damage. And now over the past week, we've had some episodes of cold weather that may have done some more damage as well, with temperatures on Tuesday morning dipping down into the teens to low 20s in parts of central Kansas down into the Texas-Oklahoma panhandle where wheat was in the jointing stage. May have done some additional damage there. It'll be probably 10 days to 2 weeks before we have a better handle on that.
And some people were concerned about soil temperatures with this cold weather also.
Well, that's exactly right. As we came through last week, we really warmed up soil temperatures, and we saw some corn planting as far north as portions of Iowa and northern Illinois. Not a lot of it, but some of it going into the ground. But big change in the weather over the weekend, really cooled things down. It looks like we're going to remain relatively cool through much of this week, slowly moderating temperatures. But it does look like we're going to start to drying things out a little bit and allowing for some field work. Traders really not too concerned yet about planting delays. They know that we get to the month of May and the weather cooperates, we can plant a lot of corn in a hurry, so they're really not too concerned yet about it at this time.
And how are we doing on soil moisture?
Soil moisture overall remains very low in the plains and the western Midwest. Rainfall over the past weekend was very good for portions of the Midwest. We still have a long ways to go to refill the soil profile, but there are areas of Nebraska and Iowa that had been dry that received 1 inch to 2 inches of rainfall, and certainly that was welcome moisture. Ironically, much of the Nebraska and portions of Iowa and the plains received some snowfall over the weekend as well. So it's the winter that doesn't want to let go.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. For the Illinois Crop Report, severe storms and heavy rainfall continued throughout the state last week. Activities included anhydrous application, spring tillage, and oat planting. Potato and limited corn planting began early in the week. Statewide temperatures averaged 54.5 degrees, 5.1 degrees above normal. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.32 inches, 0.63 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture was rated at 1% very short, 9% short, 73% adequate, and 17% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 5% very short, 27% short, 61% adequate, and 7% surplus. Winter wheat conditions were rated at 3% very poor, 6% poor, 35% fair, 45% good, and 11% excellent. Many motorists can appreciate how hard this winter was on the roads, but some came out of the season worse off than others. The West Frontage Road from Farmersville to Litchfield has been generating some interest lately. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association.
See, that's a state-maintained highway, and matter of fact, just this morning, I mean, there was some patching going on. Matter of fact, I think they were putting a sign up that even said rough road. So I don't know if that's a concession that the road's going to stay rough. Doesn't sound good. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're going to fix it, but they were putting signs up there this morning. You know, this has been a discussion. I know Representative Rosenthal had some feedback on that and, trying to see if the state was going to do anything with it. It is a heavily traveled road. I mean, it's a main access point to get in and out of a Wagoner and facilities that are along that roadway. So will the state include any money to fix it? Well, it's going to need an overlay more than anything else. And it's not just a simple job because, I mean, it does handle a lot of 80,000-pound traffic. So not sure if it's going to be on the priority list. The governor's office and IDOT did release their 2015 to 2020 long-range transportation plan last week. A lot of road projects that are in there they're looking, and these are the big road projects they're talking about. So there's a lot of money there for a lot of things, including the first step to rebuild I-55 around Springfield. And I mean, this is going to be a decades-long project, obviously. But again, they're starting the first engineering work. So is that going to take higher priority than, say, the frontage road along I-55? It depends on whose arm they can twist, because maybe they'll get that done.
There are some people who are looking to persuade decision makers to take a serious look at the frontage road. Thomas Martin lives on the road and has started a petition to get it fixed.
Yes, actually, it's only been 1 week now since I started the petition. I live on the West Frontage Road up north of the Raymond exit, which is actually former U.S. Highway 66. We were blessed from 1940 to 1977 to have U.S. 66 routed through basically right our front yard. And the West Frontage Road serves basically as a historical reminder of that time. The West Frontage Road, basically from Farmersville to 16th Avenue north of Litchfield, is Old 66. And it also serves as an important service road for people who live on that side of the interstate, which also includes the towns of Atwater and the village of Wagoner, in addition to people going from Farmersville to Litchfield. So there's just a lot of people who use that road, and it's been concerning this past year. Of course, winter was hard on many of our Illinois roads. But this road has been deteriorating for some time, and so I have worked on doing a petition drive to get support out there so IDOT and our state officials can know that this road is important. I've actually garnered the support of the Route 66 Association of Illinois in doing a complete resurfacing of this road, and we're actually looking for more than just an oil and chip solution to this problem. We're looking for a more long-term solution. Certainly, I think many of the listeners might be distraught when they hear of some of the stories that are coming out of the panhandle recently, where motorists are popping tires, bending rims. Even one example of a lady from Wagoner who had her struts shoot up through her car, and I believe it was over $1,000 of damage. Certainly not something I want in front of our house, and this issue is definitely something important to my family. Since 1959, our family has been the host of the Shrine of Our Lady of the Highways, which is a Route 66 landmark. And Our Lady of the Highways was established for people to have an opportunity to pray and to reflect, at least, on safety while they're traveling the highway. Well, unfortunately now, some of the tourists who will be coming, especially over the summer months, it's unsafe for them to come because of the road conditions. And so that's something that we're trying to get the word out, that we need to do this not only for our local citizens, but also for the tourists who come and travel Route 66, not only from around the country, but also from all across North America, Europe. In fact, I was just learning about a Chinese motor tour that's planning on coming through.
And that is very important to bring up, the rough winter. With this winter, there was a lot of road heaving. And from what you describe, this road is suffering from more than just a few potholes that you have to dodge.
Yeah, it's something that sounds so cliche to be, trying to do a petition and get the word out to get potholes fixed. But when you think about how important this road is for access to farms and other rural residents, including those people who live in Wagoner and Atwater, this has just gotten to a point where doing some patchwork is not going to be enough. We need to actually look at doing a long-term solution to save the West Frontage Road, which again used to be 66. Some of the locations, if any of the listeners are interested in supporting our cause and signing the petition, I have petitions at all the gas stations and bars in Farmersville, as well as West End and Raymond, which is the Phillips 66 station. I also have them down at the 108 exit, which some might know as the Carlinville exit of 55, at Friar Tuck's, as well as the Magnuson Hotel. And these are all places that we have worked to get more of the word out so that people can know that we are trying to get a solution so that our elected officials can have something in hand saying, you know, we have this many people who are really interested in seeing this road preserved for future generations.
And you said that this was utilized a lot by farmers. How is that going to work out with planting season?
The road is a concrete substructure. So, I mean, there is certainly is a legacy there for the road to be able to handle heavy loads. The problem is with the popping of the tires and everything, I mean, I don't feel safe leaving my own lane half the time without 10-ply tires. Certainly, we have reevaluated some of the routes that we haul some of our grain from our farm on because we don't want to do so much damage to our trucks. Those are just some of the things that we have to now consider that might not have been a consideration in previous years.
And you also don't want to create even further damage to the road by driving heavy equipment on it.
Correct. And that's just, we want to look out for the motorists in our area, and keeping their safety in mind is something that certainly comes, again, with that legacy of having that shrine on our family's farm, that we want to see motorists, both local and tourists, kept safe so that that way they can visit businesses and historical sites all along our stretch of Route 66 through Montgomery County.
Again, that was Thomas Martin on the rough condition of West Frontage Road. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.